Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Cliff Auberson. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Auberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auberson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer takes first base on ball four. Stahlcup moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Stahlcup moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. Skins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Skins reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skins scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Auberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auberson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Auberson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Stahlcup reaches second base with a double. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vandermeer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyrostek is hit by the pitch. Stahlcup moves to third. Vandermeer moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schmitz for the out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Schmitz covering. Safe. Mueller moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Schmitz. Mueller moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klusowski moves to second. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Vandermeer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Hatton moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Auberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Auberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stahlkup. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auberson moves to second. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vander Meer. Auberson moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Culler pinch runs for Bob Skeffing. Don Johnson pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Skins hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Don Carlson now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klusowski moves to second. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCullough. Klusowski moves to third. Adams moves to second. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. Adams moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vandermeer bunts towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Carlson covering. Safe. Stahlcup moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Stahlcup moves to third. Vandermeer moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Stahlcup scores. Vandermeer moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 7-1, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer strikes out. 2 outs. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vandermeer scores. Baumholtz moves to third. Hatton moves to second. It's 8-1, Reds. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vandermeer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Auberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Auberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.